Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Okay, welcome to podcast number 9 of Near Miss Listen and Learn. I'm your host and moderator for this, John Tippett. Thanks to Firehouse.com for making this podcast a reality. I've been with Montgomery County Fire Rescue for 32 years. I'll be retiring from Montgomery County to take the Operations Deputy Chief position with the Charleston Fire Department on July 1st, 2009. Very excited about the new opportunity and ability to work with some new firefighters. And I also want to say thanks to the many friends and colleagues I've developed in Montgomery County over the years. It's been a great ride. I also serve as a project manager for the International Association of Fire Chiefs, the organization which manages the National Firefighter Near Miss Reporting System. Joining me today is Mike DeBron. Mike is a firefighter paramedic with the Los Angeles County Fire Department's Aviation Division, and he's also president of the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. And most importantly, Mike's a cancer survivor himself. Thanks for joining us, Mike. You can download a copy of the calendar from firefighternearmiss.com. The calendars were very popular this year, and they flew right out of the office. The report that we're going to use can be found in one of three ways. They are going to be posted on radiofirehouse.com, or you can go to the website and use the keyword search feature on the homepage, entering the word cancer. The search returned three reports that specifically mentioned cancer, and we think that's probably an indication that more and more firefighters will be using the system and actually submitting reports once they get wind that you can submit a near miss involving a cancer discovery. Finally, you can also enter the specific report number by using the report number search feature. In addition, the resources page of firefighternearmiss.com has a downloadable PowerPoint presentation that can be used to open discussion of the subject of cancer in the fire service, as well as a wealth of support of resources from the Firefighter Cancer Support Network. Cancer is a group of diseases characterized by uncontrolled growth and spread of abnormal cells. The causes include a number of external factors, which many of us should be aware of, including tobacco, chemicals, and infectious organisms, and then some internal factors that we can also be made aware of but have not as much control over, and that's inherited mutations, hormones, and immune conditions. Approximately 170,000 deaths are caused by tobacco use each year, and 187,000 are caused by complications of obesity, inactivity, and nutrition. In essence, regular screening is truly the key to early detection and cure of many forms of cancer. The statistics that I just mentioned are available from the American Cancer Society, and they reflect numbers that are part of the general population. But what we're more concerned with is the occurrence of cancer in the fire service, and for that reason, I'd like to go ahead and bring in our special guest for this podcast, Firefighter Mike DeBron, to give us some insight into the firefighter cancer issue and the Firefighter Cancer Support Network that he founded. Mike, can you tell us your story, including your journey to the Firefighter Cancer Support Network?
Well, thanks, John, and thank you for having me and to Firehouse for putting this together and helping us be proactive regarding cancer in the fire service. It's long overdue, and we're proud to be a part of it. My journey started back in actually late 2002 when I was having some health issues and going in and seeing some doctors, and they were kind of describing my problem to being actually, embarrassingly enough, a little hemorrhoid issue, but we shouldn't really be embarrassed by these types of things. And my age at the time was only 39, ripe old age, and when the problems kind of got a little worse and asked more questions, they finally took me in and did a procedure where, indeed, in February of 2003, they diagnosed me with colorectal cancer. And, you know, here we are in this alpha mentality we live in and work in as a firefighter, and feeling like we're in control of just about everything there is. I know you've responded, and, you know, fortunately for me, working where I work, we respond to these emergencies and this utmost feeling of control. And then all of a sudden finding out when you have cancer, and obviously, you know, cancer is a terrible word that you know, nobody really wants to deal with, but unfortunately when we do, we find out instantly that we're not in control. And, you know, I was overwhelmed. I'll say it. And thank goodness for my wife and my two families that I have, the one at home and obviously the one at in the firehouse, in the fire department. And it was through other firefighters that, as I looked around, quite a few guys working Los Angeles County Fire had been cancer survivors, and a couple of them, actually one that I work in my air unit with, Fred Chavez, was a cancer survivor himself, and it was those guys that were able to describe what they had been through their cancer battle that helped me along the process of mine being stripped of this control and the fear of, you know, let's face it, our mortality. When diagnosed with cancer, unfortunately, we see a lot of death involved with this disease, and that's what I was fearful of, you know, passing on a wife with two young children and them going on without me and the fears associated with that. So, you know, as a result for me, I kind of rode this roller coaster ride of being initially diagnosed, we thought possibly stage four, then it went to stage one, stage three, and so forth. And again, these emotions that nobody ever thinks they're going to face, but we were faced with. And so fortunately for me, I ended up being at stage one through surgery, was able to get rid of the cancer, and missed 9 months of work and came back. Well, John, in that nine-month period, I had this little small idea of mine to kind of like, hey, let's get these firefighters that have been through these cancer issues together, and let's form a organization to where if other guys or gals in the fire service are diagnosed with cancer, they don't have to be lucky like me where they can reach out immediately and get assistance and talk to somebody that's been there and done that. So my small idea, with the help of my department and my local, the guys at Local 1014, started to take effect, and the program organized, became incorporated, became a nonprofit, and then with the assistance of the California Professional Firefighters, took another step. And I thought, boy, here we go. Now, gee, well, we're, you know, offering assistance to firefighters in the state of California. And then later on, we received an endorsement by the IAFF at their convention in Toronto, which is in 2006, and they passed a resolution to support the organization as well. And so we're off and running. And then respectfully, the next year, the International Association of Fire Chiefs in Atlanta passed a resolution as well. So we're very, very pleased that, you know, that, hey, we started this organization providing assistance to firefighters, and this grassroots program has now been endorsed by labor and management in the fire service. And like I said in the beginning, we're going out there and preaching this grassroots effort of being proactive about cancer in the fire service. And essentially what started out as being assistance to firefighters in being diagnosed with cancer has now also turned into the educational process of how can we better take care of ourselves. I mean, we talk about these issues, but now we need to talk about them in all facets of the department, in the fire service, excuse me. And that's for the recruits that are getting hired, you know, guys that have been on the job and guys that are getting ready to leave the job. And we talk about things like, you know, when you come back from a fire, taking care of yourself. That means, you know, taking a shower and get rid of these carcinogens that are on your body, taking care of your protective equipment in accordance to standards. For instance, in my department, I'm very fortunate in Los Angeles County, where they've actually bought us a second set of frontline turnouts. So now, when a firefighter comes back and he's got contaminated equipment, he actually has a second set of equipment he can put in service while that other set is being taken out and professionally cleaned. We need to take care of that. A lot of times guys forget about their Nomex hoods. I mean, in here, what do you normally do? You roll that thing around your neck, and in response at your cancel, it sits there and it's absorbing into a very thin area of your skin next to a couple of major vessels that, you know, is absorbing these carcinogens. So lots of things we're talking about. And one of them also is being very proactive about the Wellness Fitness Initiative, which both the IAFF and the IFC endorse. And this program is important. It's vital. One way or the other, you should go out there and get an annual wellness exam. We talk about these different types of cancers, and many forms of cancer, including the type that I had, colorectal, are absolutely curable if detected early. So that's the message we need to get out there. And firefighters that have a family history of cancer, they need to ask questions when they go to these exams and not just fill out no on these questionnaires. These questionnaires about medical history are important because that leads doctors to ask other questions. And I'll give you a quick example if I can. And that's, for instance, my cancer. I was diagnosed at the age of 39. Well, what the standard is for colorectal cancer is my children will now need to be aggressively checked at age 29. So if we know these types of things and we follow these tips about ourselves, if we do by chance get cancer, we're getting it at an early diagnosis and in very curable rates.
Great. Well, Mike, thank you very much for that introduction there. That's a great intro to our case study, which we'll be going to right after a commercial break.
The Near Miss program enters its fifth year with a flood of submitted reports. These reports are first and second-hand reports of events that occurred in the fire departments across the country. In the first 4 months of this year, Near Miss has already received the amount of reports it received in all of 2008. Did you know that about one-third of all Near Miss reports are from company officers? Company officers are the present and future of the fire and emergency service. And I wanted to touch briefly on two tools that can help company officers continue to build their careers by learning from the experiences of others. First, visit www.firefighternearmiss.com and start using the group reports for the drills, the calendar modules for training, and so much more. Search reports using your department's parameters and then share it with your crews so that they see you as a proactive leader than a reactive leader. The second tool I encourage you to use is a membership with the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Did you know that company officers can join the IAFC for only $75? Visit www.iafc.org for more information on how to join.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to do a case study review as we typically do with our podcast. Since we have a special guest, we're only going to concentrate on one report, and this report plays in quite well with what Mike talked about before the commercial break. This is report number 06-255. It was submitted by a battalion chief in a combination department. And in the event description, it reads, while participating in an annual physical exam, a positive colon cancer was detected. This positive test was confirmed by an outside source. This case is but one of four or five that have surfaced in the past 3 years. This fire department obviously has an annual exam program and speaks specifically to the Wellness Fitness Initiative, but the benefits of that annual exam more than outweigh the cost, inconvenience, and fear of finding something wrong. And quite the contrary, as Mike mentioned before our break there. The sooner any abnormality is found, the greater the likelihood for a complete recovery and a return to a normal life. Mike, would you mind giving us the lessons learned from this report?
Well, absolutely. And as we talked about briefly and maybe jumped ahead of ourselves, is the fact that, participating in these wellness exams, whether it's the Wellness Fitness Initiative, whether it's through your private health care provider, or sometimes even if it has to be out-of-pocket expenses. But the important thing is to get out there and obviously have an annual exam. Now, in this particular instance, like I mentioned, is my form of cancer, colorectal cancer, I believe the number is about 165,000 Americans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer every year. And the thing of it is it does carry a very high rate of being a family disease, being hereditary. And so the importance is that, first of all, if you know you have a history of colorectal cancer, you need to bring this up with your private health care physician. And secondly is that we need to get this educational process out there that, hey, unfortunately, nobody likes to have a colonoscopy. My gosh, people, it's a procedure that nobody wants to have, but it's one of the procedures that absolutely, undoubtedly saves lives. Colorectal cancer is the only cancer of all, if detected early, is 100% curable. And what happens is when an individual firefighter goes in, male or female, this cancer is not specific to gender, but they go in and get a colonoscopy. That really the difficult part of it is the bowel preparation the day before, preparing for the procedure. So you take one day out of your life. Okay, they go in the next day, they do the procedure, and then if they do by chance happen to find a polyp or what could be a precancerous growth, they go ahead and snip it out, procedure's over, you've averted an absolute tragedy. And as I tell people that really they have a difficult time with wanting to take a day out of their life to do a procedure like that, what's the consequences? Ignore it and then have to tell your family about, what you could have done to avoid this tragedy. Extensive annual physical examinations for all fire rescue personnel are a must. In fact, an intense wellness fitness program should be an integral part of every department. The annual physical is, in part, a discovery phase. Other components of the Wellness Fitness Program may help reduce the chance of developing this disease or, at the very least, promote early detection.
Well, that's going to just about wrap up what we're going to talk about today with the issue of cancer in the fire service and this edition of the podcast. Mike, if there was any one thing that you would ask firefighters to do to help decrease their likelihood of being exposed to carcinogens, what would that be?
Well, I think, like I mentioned, is being proactive now. Years ago, we didn't talk about cancer in the fire service, and now we are. So what we need to do is take the blinders off and look around and see how we can reduce these unnecessary exposures, take better care of ourselves, and live longer for our families, and bottom line is enjoy our careers a lot longer. And one of the other things, John, that we encourage firefighters to do is get onto the website, www.firefightercancersupport.org, and become a member. You don't have to be diagnosed with cancer. I mean, all of us, I think, have seen somebody in our departments or a family member go through cancer issues. And by joining up and becoming a member of our organization, it costs absolutely nothing, but allows us to communicate to you, the members of the fire service, what our program is doing. And most importantly, if we do have a firefighter that's going through issues needing blood or platelets or even marrow, we can put that information out. And the more folks we reach, the better off we are taking care of our fire service family.
Thanks, Mike. That's going to wrap up this episode of Near Miss Listen and Learn. A special thanks to Mike DeBron from the Firefighter Cancer Support Network for joining us and discussing the various elements of cancer and the fire service. Mike's contribution to firefighter longevity is more than laudable, and he makes a great case for taking care of yourself. Knowing that taking care of yourself is one gift you can give your family and yourself to enjoy a long life and career in the fire and emergency services. So until next time, be vigilant, stay focused, and listen and learn.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.